Welcome to the Drama Lab. So now you are inside. The roof goes above you, and you keep like moving. And now there's this small like this platform, and the platform you're on moves slow enough that the platform that is like next to it, you can like just walk into it. And there's this like wide enough space for you to go into it. But if you don't continue, it just kind of like the wooden platform kind of like swerves downwards, and you like fall into the ground. If you don't, you can see that coming along like
so I guess a little further.
Is it like how fast are we going?
Not very fast.
So like it's not like a jump off. It's like a step off.
It's like a step off. Yeah.
So okay. Let's go up and get higher.
Okay, and also on that platform, you can see, it's like a long enough platform that there are doors at the end, leading towards other places. And at those doors, you see two figures standing.
Okay. Do they see us?
Yes, they have their eyes on you.
Okay.
And as you get closer and closer...
I have an idea. We should go down and back up 4 or 5 times just to get their attention.
No.
I think we already have their attention.
Denied by the whole group.
I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Can we say that we've been talking about what our plan is, like, as we've been...
Sure. Yeah. It took a good, like, at least 10 minutes for the whole, like, ride to finish.
So, what if we say that we're... like
well within your shot from the like
out
from
of,
the
out
yeah.
Of your
yeah from any
what if we say that we're traitors who have been like robbed and we need to speak to the guard?
I mean, I can still use the whole dignitary thing.
Oh yeah.
But we're us three gonna do like a stealth mission
now all of us have approached the front doors.
They've already seen all of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I don't think there's not enough reconnaissance
to
do. So.
What if we do like we get in and then we try to create a distraction?
Break off.
Yeah.
I could do that, but it just occurs to me that there's probably I would need a reason to be there. For why am I visiting? Because I'm a dignitary person.
Yeah, you were
performers.
Traveling.
You want to propose to the princess.
I don't.
No, you...
Sorry.
What if, like, you're traveling, these are your companions, the three of us are your staff.
Okay.
Yeah, we're your workers. Like,
okay.
We work for you. We're trying to help.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you were robbed... on your way, and so you stopped at the nearest place where you knew that they would, like, because you're a dignitary, right? So they stopped at, like, you were, like, you got robbed just up the way, and you need, like, their assistance.
I can be the robber.
Yeah. No, I don't think we need that.
Okay.
But that is a great idea. Hold on to that. You're doing great.
Thanks.
So do I could say that we were robbed by goblins because we just fought goblins.
Yeah,
we got robbed by goblins, and
I need.
I'm seeking safe haven.
Safe haven to, I guess I could say.
You need to, like, send for funds to be able to, like, continue your journey.
I guess.
Please notify my family.
I guess.
Or, like.
He is deeply uncomfortable with that thought, but he's just like,
you
I
want
can't
a raven.
Sure.
You need a raven.
Yeah, well, just say that you need to, you're wondering if you can, like,
intrude on their hospitality, or like, if they can put in a word for you at an inn mm-hmm. nearby, even, so that you can lay low somewhere for, you know, just like a week or so, so that your funds can come in, and then you can get enough money to send a band of mercenaries to go and get your items back.
Very good plan.
Okay, that
like,
is.
I like this.
That's a smart plan. Sure.
I guess Sprocket just bounced that shit off.
I'm like really surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I clap.
Thank you.
I guess. So, Drake is going to like shuffle in his like pockets and take out a ring and put it on. It's like he looks very disgruntled about it.
Oh, like a is that the wedding ring?
No. It's not on this finger.
That wasn't
in. It's on the right ring finger, not the left one.
I don't know.
Are you a lefty
right
and you got married?
No. That's not how that works.
Are you engaged?
Oh,
no.
Are you engaged?
Are you married?
No. No, I'm not. I'm so not. No.
I want to go.
No. Okay. Anything else?
I guess
anyone
so.
Else?
We're all shrieking as we approach these guards. About how you just got engaged.
Does he wear our amulet?
No. Oh my god.
As you get
closer, you can tell that the. I'm sorry?
Do we put on our amulets to like show.
We have religious.
Yeah,
shit.
We have religious. Like,
paraphernalia.
Sure. As they were discussing this, you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are cool religious elves.
Paraphernalia.
like it's like you guys just like surreptitiously as we're yelling, you guys just like reach into your pockets simultaneously and like put on priest collars. You're like, I need some goodwill right now.
Y'all need Jesus?
Oh yeah. Alright, so then because you guys are like making a ruckus, basically. The guards.
Oh yeah, you guys should probably act like you're like
the guards.
Yeah.
Like
on your best behavior.
Ears perk up and kind of like look at you directly.
So,
I make the hardest eye contact back with them.
So okay, Drake.
So one of them just plays just. Looks at you and
Drake takes the biggest deep breath and then just sort of, you know, writes, like starts, you know, writing his posture and like walking like someone who knows what he's doing and just like gets like puts on the air of I'm rich and I'm supposed to be here.
Okay, all right, good. All right, so then you guys walk up to the guards, and the guards ask, what business do you have with us?
I was traveling nearby, and we were accosted by the lowliest group of goblins. They stole my things, which I'm very upset about.
Oh,
I'm
scared.
And...
Wink.
And I,
yeah, but a whisper.
I'm in deep. I require assistance. My family needs to hear about this. I'm just distraught.
Goblins, you say? You guys had trouble with goblins?
Goblins and other things. I wasn't really paying attention.
And who are you?
He like puts up. He like shows his rings. I am Drake Moore. I am the son of. Lucien Moore.
Oh, and then immediately they bow towards you. I'm sorry, my lord. I'm sorry that you're in this situation. We will, of course, help you. However, we need your assurance that everyone in here, in your party, is of the same...
This is my entourage. They are my guards and my servants.
Entourage?
one of the guards leans to the other like rich kids. It's the one that locked eyes and still has not let go. All right.
So, Malor, what do you need of us again?
I need a way to contact my father.
Let us call.
Can I use your bathroom?
And they need to go to the bathroom or something, I don't know.
Let us call a servant for you. They will come and assist you to any of your needs. Please hold tightly.
Of course.
All right, and then...
Yes, it's just his arm crossed, and he has the, I need to speak to the manager first.
Wait. So, we're right
you are
by a giant
yes.
cliff, right?
He's putting
yes.
on his helmet.
So, in the event of a fight, we can push them off the cliff.
You guys are at the other end of the room. Like, the cliff, the entrance from the cliff was at the end, at one end, where the platform raised from. And then you guys walk all the way to the other end.
Oh,
the entrance.
So we are no longer
castle.
Near this giant cliff.
Like, not, okay. not like as close as you could be from the, within the fortress.
You
but
can't
not.
Push people off the cliff, Brian. I will not allow it.
Damn it.
All right.
Wait, did your arrow hit anything? My arrow, first of all. And probably.
You didn't roll for damage. I think you're fine.
I don't know.
All
Marcos
right.
has a plan.
No.
Yeah,
it hit the princess.
You
broke the bridge. It hit the princess.
It pierced the rope.
It pierced the veil. All right, anyway.
Oh, boy.
All right, guys. Huh. Where did we go?
Yeah. They said, we'll send you a servant. Wait here.
Right, thank you. All right. So, the servant, okay, so one of them walks back into the hallway that's which they're guarding and immediately walks again, and they're standing just like not making eye contact with any of you. And a couple of minutes after, this very like, poised, but obviously, like, not dressed as well, just, like, kind of, like, tattered clothes, you know, like, beaver, like, creature, like, shows up, and,
in his own damn.
Damn.
Oh, no!
Thank you!
Sorry.
Thank you.
if you want to get more, they're just over there on the corner.
Are those the...
Pistachios.
The vinegar ones.
Mm-mm.
No, they're not.
If they were, I wouldn't eat them.
They're pistachios. So
please, can I have one, please? I need food. That's not sweet.
Yeah, our DM
people.
Is.
Okay. Thank you.
He's having a personal crisis.
Thank you. Alright.
So he looks sketchy?
No. He's just.
He's a beaver.
He's like low ranking. But in charge. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah,
the
like he's the head butler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are the otters in charge? The otters are in charge.
Okay.
So wait, is he a beaver or an otter?
He's a beaver.
Oh, okay.
The servant is a beaver.
Second class?
Like an Irish butler.
I'm like really moved by this because I also feel like a second class.
So. The beaver says, please follow me, my lord. And then, as he walks, he points towards.
Yeah, I imagine. Yes, so we're gonna follow. And
what do we see inside?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me describe because you guys are always gonna stick together as a group.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You guys walk through the hallways, towards the. Inside of the fortress, and you start through this hallway, which is vertical or horizontal. I don't know what's the word. It's just a straight-looking hallway, but then it starts like ramping up, and then there's stairs, and then it gets really steep, and so it starts like twirling around. So you go higher and higher and higher, until you reach kind of like another hallway. And this one has many rooms, you can tell. Like, it's in the intersection between two hallways, and you can see many rooms. And so he walks you through. And it's kind of labyrinthine.
Labyrinthine.
You
were
close.
Labyrinthine. Thank you. It's like a labyrinth. And,
crap.
Got it in one.
Yeah.
and, takes you to, a room, points you towards the inside of the room, for you to go inside.
Okay. I go in. What's the room?
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. As I pass by him, I say, thank you. And what is your name?
My name is Scout.
Scout the Beaver.
Sorry.
What happened?
Don't worry about it.
You just think Scout is a funny name?
Yeah.
I think it's super cute.
It's like To Kill a Mockingbird. You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
I hate racism.
I hate racism so much.
You what?
Do you like working here?
I have no choice but to work here.
Oh no.
So you don't like it?
Is he eating nuts?
I lost a shell.
It just whipped out some nuts.
Whatever. Sorry. I...
That's okay.
Oh, nuts.
I'll find it.
Oh, beans.
There you go, thank you.
Nice.
So you don't like it?
Do the pigs enjoy the scraps from the table?
I actually
yeah, they do.
They do. Like,
yes, I do, thank you.
Yeah.
Just kind of
I don't know if that was rhetorical.
You guys, I heard the authors were dicks.
What?
I heard that the authors are dicks.
All right. Well, anyways, he like completely changes his attention to the noble in the room, and says, "We've prepared this room for you, in order to rest, and we will send for a messenger for you to transcribe your whatever you need in order to reach your kingdom and get the help that you are required.
Of course.
So please make yourself comfortable.
And it's just like a bedroom?
It's a wide room, enough for all of you.
A suite?
Kind of like a suite.
Does he leave? Is there food?
Is there anybody named Zach and Cody?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a Sprout?
Are you Mr. Moby?
Oh,
please.
Okay. Is it just, does it have like it's an adjoining bathroom to it? Is it like, what is it?
It's kind of like a hotel suite.
It's a hotel suite, okay.
One entrance?
One entrance.
Okay.
And it's inside, so there's no open windows.
Shit. Does he leave?
He is still saying, and if you need our assistance, you may wait, give me a second.
He's lagging, hold on.
Yeah, like a bell should ring.
They have like an old timey buzzer system like in Manners, but fantasy.
Yeah, wait.
So, like,
a bell?
Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
You pull a string and it
rings
a
bell. Mm-hmm.
You just
have there is, okay. So, if you have any sort of message to send along to us, you may go ahead and, wait, I don't know how to do it.
Got this.
And yell like an otter.
You can slap the walls, slap the wooden walls, and and he shows you, right? So like with his beaver tail, he slaps the wooden walls, and then immediately right after, another beaver servant who is like looks even more like poor and like
wretched
down out of like shows up right in front of the front door. So if you slap the walls. You may, any servant available, we'll come to you.
Of course. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And then Kun proceeds to walk out.
As soon as the door closes, I go, who's losing Mulfun? Your dad. Who's that?
Nah.
Can we pause for a second?
Lucian?
I really need the bathroom.
Sorry. I just think my girls is really funny. That's what you keep asking. It's not. I'm fine.
So, like, because beavers make noise and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, I was about
yeah.
to say, no one touched the wall.
God, I wish I had a beaver tail.
Like, I'm, like, walking around, like trying to make myself not touch the walls.
Just sit on the bed.
Yeah. I'm, like, lying on the
Where
floor. Now,
oh, okay.
Honestly.
I'm, like, screaming and shit.
I wouldn't want to touch your bed. Like, now I think that you're really important.
No.
So, like, and I'm, like, afraid of you. So
what's your life story?
Is he dead?
Sit down.
Is your
dad? Sit on my lap.
Yeah, honey.
I knew
do
you
want
were
some?
Rich. Wait,
what?
Sure,
I'll
you give
you
like
just give
a,
away
do,
money?
Do
you
Why are you here?
Money?
You get gold coins and you get gold coins.
Sharing is caring.
How much do you need?
All of it.
15 gold pieces.
Sure.
I have 30 gold pieces.
Sure.
How did you get?
Oh shit, he's writing it down.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, can I have 15 gold pieces?
Sure.
No.
Wait, can I have 15.5 gold
this
pieces?
This is like
so
the most money I've ever
I don't
seen
think I have
in my
change.
Entire life.
I don't think I have
this is the most money I've seen in my entire life. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Give me your money.
No.
I
sorry about that.
That's
can I borrow a javelin?
All right.
No.
So you guys are in a room alone.
So.
Oh god.
Keep I
have 30
gold pieces.
I try.
One more
time?
I have 30 gold pieces.
He asked for 15 gold and I gave it to him.
Yeah.
Okay, that's between you guys.
Yeah.
I don't care. I just, in case you wanted to make up a narrative
Who
reason.
Who is your dad,
narrative.
Though?
I don't like talking about it.
Did he die?
No.
Oh, Jesus! So insensitive.
You can't ask people that.
Did he kill
this is in-game.
I've watched
yeah,
in-game.
It's in-game.
I know,
it's okay.
You can't
I've,
ask people that.
I've seen 50 people die in my lifetime.
Like this one?
Huh?
No,
no. Like this is
tragic. Castle like this one. Sorry. My
myself,
voice sounds like I'm sick. It's intentional, but
my,
it's hard.
Me specifically, not currently.
Do you shit on a golden toilet?
Do you?
That's enough!
The last place I shit was the forest, so no.
Are you a bear?
Oh,
no.
Me too.
Are you the poop?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
We all
okay.
We all the
Is there a vent?
In the room?
Yeah. Is there any kind of like ventilation, anything, or is it just smooth?
No. The room is. Feels cool, but that's because you hear water rushing inside the walls.
Water is in
Can
the walls?
Can we punch the walls
don't.
To get the
no,
water?
No, because then the servers
the
are going to come. Don't.
What if we do it slowly?
That's
what
not
if I
works.
Just walk out of the room?
Can I roll
no.
to tie his hands behind his back?
No.
Okay.
You try
Can I roll something so I can tie his hands behind his
Your
back?
Your little body will be flailing.
Wolf?
Really?
Yeah, like roll the dice.
Alright, guys.
No,
if he's cool
Ryan,
with it,
he's gonna hit the walls.
Oh.
If he's cool with it, you don't have to roll it.
I'm just gonna say.
I'm not cool with it.
No
then
one.
You're gonna have to probably do it.
Don't touch the walls. We don't need the servants coming. We're trying to be stealthy.
Justin Timberlake says.
I summon a talking stick.
What?
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 Smart because.
I'm a wizard. Whoever has it
Harry.
Is always me. You can't touch it because it's like kind of like a hologram.
What
Your
is...
hand just going nothing in air.
What is
Can
that?
I borrow a javelin?
No.
I keep trying to take it.
What is our game plan, friend?
We need to find the princess. Did anyone look at like anything while we were going up
yes.
on our way up?
Well, okay, go first.
But I need a javelin.
No.
No.
Denied. Denied by the group.
What did you say?
What'd you see?
Well, I did see...
I saw golden doors.
A ventilation thing. That's not a word in this world. I did...
Fantasy ventilation.
Fantasy ventilation.
No, they have ventilation.
About... Wait, I need you. About... Yay, hi!
Is there a toilet in the room?
Whatever.
I can fit! I feel like you would fit perfectly in that spot.
I love to go into
think
small
it's
spaces.
The way back that we came, a couple meters to the left.
Is that true?
Is there a toilet?
There is a toilet in the back.
It really
there's
seems
like a bathroom. There's a bathroom. There's a bathroom.
Is it golden?
How about this? We just go up. Like
that's not you can't tell that to me. You have to.
You're the
them.
Smallest one. Can
yeah.
you fit in the toilet and go up
no.
straight?
We found a ventilation system where she, ventilation
yeah.
where she fits.
There's,
I can't fit in the
don't
toilet.
Make her
but drown. I can make you fit in the toilet.
Oh. Please
flat,
do.
Flat back.
Please do.
Is there a ventilation?
Thing? Yes.
Yeah.
I
must
so
again,
it is.
You hear rushing water. Inside, like if you get close enough to the walls, you hear rushing water, and that's what leads you to think that the place keeps itself cool with water rushing, like running inside of it.
I think that maybe somebody should do an investigation check.
Yeah, somebody
I'll
probably
do it.
Should.
I'll do it.
Somebody with higher intelligence, maybe than me.
I'll do it.
Are you
skills?
I am very smart.
Wait, what do you want to investigate? It's a question, though. I don't understand that.
I'm investigating
shit.
The room
okay.
to see if I can find any way for us to get out of the
me?
Room without drawing attention to ourselves.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
What?
Or a way
okay,
for
okay.
me to get out of the room, specifically because I'm the smallest. Like, but in general, like a way for...
She's looking for something she fits through.
I rolled
yeah.
like three
so
ones
she can
in a
like
row.
Sneak around and
that's a 19 plus
right
5 is
oh,
24.
So you.
Wait.
I
sorry. Give me just 1 minute.
Materialize.
Just give me just 1 minute.
Yeah.
Bore a hole through the wall. You're fine.
You're doing an investigation check,
that's
right?
A 20.
Okay, so this is what you do. Your character opens the doors very slightly,
mm-hmm.
and which is there's only one exit, right? You
yeah.
open the door, and you can tell that they've planted two guards in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
However, they're otter guards, and they're tall. So,
I brought two
using jacks. Your investigation
no.
check,
mm-hmm.
you can tell that if you were to crawl underneath and then go to the side, you might pass undetected. Otherwise, the whole room itself is very well sealed.
Okay.
And you cannot
okay.
you guys,
swim
by the way,
through
guys,
a toilet.
I have a great ability
come
where
on.
I can make people sleep.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
for
oh,
how long?
I also
for
have.
For how many?
Can I use my divine powers to touch these
wait,
individuals?
Wait, I think it's more than that. Hold
no.
I mean, I guess you could if you wanted to.
What about some buffs?
Okay. Awesome. I have an idea. Okay. You guys, I think that I can slip out. I think I can slip out, and then I will make a distraction down the hallway, and the guards will come, and then you guys can go.
But
yes?
go where? Is the question.
Left.
We don't know where.
Go to find the princess.
Where is she? This is a big castle.
We have to go up.
Go up!
Is
the princess is always up.
You know, you're right.
She's in the tallest, she's in the darkest room in the tallest tower, whatever
yes,
it is.
Yes,
yeah.
yes, yes.
They're really hard to sneak out of.
Okay, so
I've tried
I have to
so
do
many
some
times.
Rolling now, probably. Are you guys okay with this?
Yes.
I guess this
okay.
is the best.
So we are, but this means, that means that,
I mean,
that means that we say goodbye to any goodwill or hospitality that we are getting.
That's if they find out we left. Is it?
Just stay looking
does
for
does it
bathroom.
Have to be you who makes a distraction? Can't you, like, do some, like, magic things to, like, make them think there's a distraction that has nothing to do with us?
Yes,
well,
your
no,
bird
no, no,
call
I'm
sound.
Telling you,
I am telling you,
you
that
I
can
make
a
distraction
your bird,
that cannot
hold on,
be traced back to life.
Your sound.
I can make... This is... I have minor illusion, so can I read this to you and see
yeah,
what
go
I can
ahead.
Get away? You create a sound or an image of an object within range that lasts for the duration. The illusion also ends if you dismiss it as an action. If you create a sound as well, I can make an image of an object, such as a chair, money footprints, must be no larger than a 5-foot cube. This image can't create sound, light, smell, or any other sensory effect. Physical interaction with the image reveals it to be an illusion.
All the guards are
so
male,
so I could,
right?
like, make some, like, weird illusion that distracts them.
As far as you can tell, they're just otters.
Luna.
You can't...
Mm.
You don't know enough about otters to tell the difference between male or female
okay.
or any gender.
I can make the distraction. Okay.
But I just feel like it would be safer if they went. If you
I can
went
do
with
it
us.
Safely. I will come with you. I will be with you.
I mean, if you're sure.
I will be with you. I just.
I believe in the small one.
Is there anybody who can, in any way, help me out with my stealth roll to get by?
Yeah.
I will bash
definitely
a wall to distract them.
No.
No.
No, no. You, I do not want to hear from again.
Yeah, no.
Just me. <stop.
laughs>
I have plus two stealth.
Does anyone do you have bells? Bless
there basically
hmm?
Slip past
you have,
their legs.
You have bless, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just get
bless
around
is,
the corner.
It's advantage
okay.
on checks and on is it on saving throws or abilities?
Yes, can you bless
saving
me?
Throws.
Is it it's not on checks? Okay.
It's on checks and saving throw.
Can I see the spell description? Sorry.
I don't know where to go from here.
We don't have it. We're level one. We can't bless you.
You don't have bless?
No.
No, hold on.
Okay. I feel like if I put them both asleep,
yeah, just sleep.
We'll have time to like leave. It's a whole minute, and then
okay.
by the time we go,
is that
we
a spell
all the way
spell?
Up there?
Yeah,
oh, you guys
yeah,
have
it's
spells.
A cantrip.
What?
Plus
oh,
we're level
cantrip.
One.
Spells?
Level two is when you get
it.
Shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I
need to prove
oh,
yourself.
No,
yeah. I need to prove
I
myself to my
guys.
All right, guys. You guys have been discussing this for a little while. Some time has passed, and there's a knock on your door.
Son of a bitch.
Fucker.
Okay.
Damn it, I answer.
All
right. our giant boy enters the door.
Another beaver creature is in the front of the door, and he is wearing a little messenger bag, and on his tiny little hands, on his tiny little beaver hands, he's got. A letter for you and
for me?
Yeah, yeah, for whoever answered the door. There's a letter, but it's paper. It's blank paper, which you can obviously decipher as like for a letter to be written and a quill. So he's and he says, "I am here to take your message and deliver it to whomever you this." Designated to be delivered to.
Right.
I will wait patiently for you to be done.
Right.
Oh, write a message to the princess.
Right. I like your bag.
Right, right,
bye.
Right,
thank you.
Write a message to the princess.
No, that's no.
It's
I close the door in his face.
No.
He's inside now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I sneak past his legs.
Okay, I need you to make
a stealth
if you're sneaking, yeah.
I was
a stealth.
We can
gonna,
help her stealth check?
How?
Can I give him a very
wait,
big
wait,
hug?
Wait, how?
You have to think of a way that you could aid in me being stealthy.
Yeah.
I will
you
hug
say?
Him.
In, like, character.
You
want to
go approach him, the beaver?
I want to hug
beaver?
Him.
You want to hug the... Okay, you can go ahead. The beaver, like... Actually, yeah, that's fine. The beaver, like, looks weirdly at you, and you're hugging him,
oh
and it's
God.
Slightly
oh
distracted for just half a second.
So, do I get advantage?
You do get advantage.
But about
yeah,
the what about the other two beaver guards that were outside?
Wait, how low was that?
That was an 11.
Okay.
This one's a 13, so plus one is a 14.
What
okay.
I was going are the beaver guards still outside the door?
Yes.
The otter guards.
The otter guards.
Otter guards are still outside the door, and you rolled a stealth check for the beaver, so I need you to roll a stealth check for the otter guards.
Okay.
And you don't have advantage.
Yeah.
Why do we not write a letter?
Wait, can I make an illusion with, like, a big bucket of fish?
No, you've just... This is happening split
yeah,
second.
Yeah, she made the decision to do it, so now we're living with it.
I'm glad I got a hug 10 out of it.
10 plus 1 is 11.
Yikes.
He
all right, so
done.
You walk right past the beaver. The beaver is just like, what is going on? Because this taller than him creature just went up in without asking permission and gave him a hug. And you walk right past him. But as soon as you step in between... The two otter guards, two giant lancers fall right in front of you, and they're like, where are you going?
I have to use the bathroom!
There's a bathroom inside, please.
I'm going to...
Can you show me
oh
where
God.
It is?
Wait. Both of you spoke at the same time, so I'm gonna hear you first. What did you say?
I was advising
you should hear him
her.
First.
What were you saying?
Can you show me where the bathroom is? And that distracts one of them.
Say?
I said, I'm going to call out, or say, I need this... message to be private, and I would prefer if I was just in the room alone with only one of my guards, and you can show them to a separate quarter.
Both of you said this at the same time, and the guards, neither of the guards understood this, and just said, quiet, and then they closed the door.
Did they just throw me back in?
Yeah, they did.
Damn it.
You need,
oh. We come for you.
Sorry, guys.
We tried again.
No,
can't. I think we should write a letter. Maybe.
Let me put.
We have this guy here who's gonna take our letter.
We can just think we can all sneak out and go.
Oh my god, guys! The DM gave us a
letter. Oh, that's your letter. What are we writing?
We can't send the letter
to the princess.
No, because he's with the otters. We can't have that. They're
wait.
Like,
he's a beaver, right?
He's a beaver.
Okay, okay,
he's
okay.
Still under.
I sidle right up to him. I go. Go over there. Go over there and stand in the corner with your face in the corner.
I mean.
Go in the corner with your face in the corner. You two as well.
Okay.
Okay. Do they do it?
We go in the corner.
I don't know. What do you guys?
Yeah,
okay.
We go.
Okay,
in
you
corner.
Guys are in the corner. What do you do?
Oh, okay.
I think.
Okay, so you reluctantly walk towards the corner. The beaver's looking
just
at
confused.
This and just sees
just really confused.
Just sees two, three of the highest like honored. Like creatures in the room
oh
just grow, listen to this tiny little thing, and it's just like,
oh my god.
I have much respect.
What is your name? Give me a good one.
Davis.
Davis. I'm going to call you Bubbles.
I'm sorry, I have a name.
Okay, Bubbles, listen. Are you cool?
I mean, in high school, I was rated, like...
You were rated?
You want to get out of here?
Most likely to be cool.
I have been around a little bit. I've heard about others. I know they're dicks, okay? And I know you know they're dicks, too, right? Look at me. Come on. You know. No one's listening to us. They don't care. I'm so small. You don't like your life, do you?
Wow.
Don't course him into something bad.
Can you, if we write a letter to the princess, can you bring it to her and just not tell anybody about it?
I really wish, like, I could, but, like, their eyes are everywhere.
And I thought you said you were cool.
I have a question. Why would you get... Why are we getting letter materials?
Because I said I need to send a message to my father.
Oh.
Yeah, because
what if your father is a princess?
Got robbed. That's how we got in.
His father's not a princess.
Is there anything... We just need to get the message to the princess, but we need it to be a secret. She's kind, yes? She's a nice lady?
I've heard
she's not a dick. Yes.
She's
hey, is she an otter?
She's the prettiest otter.
We're just trying to get her and her girlfriend to be able to be happy together.
Do you like her?
Do you not believe in love, Bubbles?
I feel like that's a persuasion check.
Yeah, I could do
a persuasion check.
Or I could do intimidation because I just seem insane.
No, you
I have +4 in persuasion.
I don't need a roll. You're doing really well. The otter feels so hard for this specific situation.
Mm-hmm.
But the fear, he said, I really wish I could, but it's too dangerous. I can't. I just can't. I'm sorry.
Is there anything you can do? Can you get me out? Can you smuggle me out? How big is he? Does he have a
How big
pocket?
Is his bag?
Does he have a suit? Can you smuggle me out in your suit?
He has a bag. A messenger bag.
Look. I'll let you in a secret.
Okay.
My messenger bag is magic. So I can put in any letter and it'll immediately be sent to where he needs his letter.
Oh my god, then nobody would know about it. Why didn't you tell me that immediately?
Because I didn't know if I could trust you.
Is it a Snapchat bag?
What?
Is it a Snapchat bag?
Okay. God. Okay. Write it to the princess. Can you write yet? How old are you? No. Okay.
I can write.
One of us can write.
I can write.
Okay.
The letter was
it took me 50 years to learn to read.
Okay, so
Rachel,
to the princess.
I mean,
are you just, wait? Does it?
Can we? Is there a way for us to get the reply?
How exactly does this work?
No, unfortunately, she would only receive the letter, but she won't be able to send it back.
Can
we send her through the bag?
That was originally implied.
Can I go through the bag?
Can
there be a letter to the princess?
Like, does she need, like, a stamp and then to know where she's supposed to go?
No.
Like, what's...
No.
Okay.
No? Okay. So.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
Can I bless you first so I know where you went?
No.
You don't have bless.
It's a specific ability. I can, your blessed touch can do whatever. So I can bless you.
What?
It's a healing spell, but it's...
Can I see it?
Yes, you can see it. So it's basically a healing spell, but it infuses you with energy.
Lay on hands.
Yes.
Lay on hands.
Basically bless you.
I'm going to read it to you guys, all right?
It's healing.
Guys, your blessed touch can heal wounds. You have a pool of healing power that replenishes when you take a long rest. Blah, blah, blah. As an action, you can touch a creature and draw power from the pool to restore a number of hit points. Alternatively, you can expend 5 hit points from your pool of healing to cure the target.
So I infuse you with religious magic, and then I can use my other spell to find you.
Sorry, but this is just a healing spell.
That's not how
what? It doesn't infuse a person with goodness?
It's not how that works.
I'm sorry, buddy. If it mentioned anything like that, I would have let you do it.
But it's blessed touch.
No.
Sorry, buddy.
There is a specific spell called bless.
All right, Riley. Thank you. Go ahead.
Send me through the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw it into the bag.
Yeah, just here, and I go over to.
I give her a religious item.
No.
I give her my cross.
Then you won't be able to use your magic.
I have two of them.
Okay.
Why do you have two?
Why do you have two of them?
Because I was allowed to when I was making a character.
Wait. You both are paladins, and
yes.
You both are from the same town. And
mm-hmm.
Wait, Sophie, do you guys both have like the same deity?
No.
No?
No, I have a different one.
But do you have similar...
Yes.
Yeah? Like, you can, like, tell, like, holy things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I will let you do this. If you give your single cross or religious item to Sprocket...
I have an amulet and a holy symbol, so they're basically the same thing.
No, it would be the holy symbol.
Yes, I give you that one.
Your holy symbol is how
you could
magic.
Possibly whoever gives it to the
mm-hmm.
to her, the other could detect where it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just the thing that if you don't have your holy symbol, you can't use your magic. Whoever gives the holy symbol
won't be
able to use it.
I
was never told that.
I think that maybe that
that's
we can
how
probably
that
come up with an alternative way. This is me out of character because he's not smart enough to think that.
Yeah, amulet is a holy symbol.
So there's one thing.
Amulet and holy symbol is a holy symbol, and amulet is a holy symbol. They're both holy symbols, so they would work either of them.
What were you saying?
I think that we can come up with another way for Sprocket, once she gets to the princess, to get the princess out and into a place where we can escort her out of the building.
Yeah.
I think feel like we should figure out where she is.
I
think that
my holy
Sprocket
symbols.
Is the yeah. If we put Sprocket there, I mean, I think that the idea to track her makes sense. I feel like maybe there's another. Like, you are a warlock. Like, do you have a spell?
You're a warlock.
Yeah, I'm looking
yeah.
right now, and I can use one of my spell slots. And do
fireball.
Something.
No.
Something discreet, hopefully.
Oh, okay, it's different. Yeah, that's different.
Unseen servant, which is 60 feet range, 1 hour duration. This spell creates an invisible, mindless, shapeless force that performs simple tasks at your command until the spell ends. This servant springs into existence in an unoccupied space on the ground within range, and can attack. Once on each of your turns as a bonus action, you can mentally command the servant to move up to 15 feet and interact with an object. The servant can perform simple tasks that a human servant could do, such as fetching things, cleaning, mending, folding clothes, lighting fire, serving food, and pouring wine. So I could
Once you give the command, the servant performs the task to the best of its ability until it completes the task and then waits for your next command.
Like, theoretically, you could send the servant through the bag and just have the servant sort of come back here. And
if you command
sort of
the servant
like
to perform a task that would move it more than 60 feet away from you, the spell ends.
So
how far is the princess?
I think probably going through the bag regardless is gonna, because that's like a dimensional thing.
Yeah.
But what I can do is when I get to the princess, I can create an unseen servant and then just have it just like hang out with you guys and you know, maybe take one of you by the hand. And
so you're saying you would have the unseen servant lead us, stay with us.
And come to you with us.
And come to lead
yes,
you.
We would meet each other.
Right?
That
would,
has to
okay.
guarantee
okay.
that there's 60, that the princess is within 60 feet of us, though.
Yeah.
I just read that my spell only works within 60 feet, so I could probe the distance with that.
Yeah. Or...
Why am I so bad at everything? I just want to know. I just want to know.
Yeah.
Because the universe needs to check just your awesomeness.
What was that problem again? Putting the guards to sleep?
Because it only lasts for 1 minute, so it's way less discreet.
Yeah, they're going to know that they were put to sleep and then...
Yeah. And
whereas,
then
like, if you guys can get me out of...
Yeah, I'm just...
So there's no, like, messenger spells.
No.
There are, but we don't have them.
Yeah.
But we don't have them, yeah.
Can I start a conversation with my persuasion skill?
We could try to talk our way.
Grab my dice back.
There might be another...
Thank you.
You're not allowed to do anything.
There might be another...
Well, once I get to the princess, couldn't I get her to... like pull some strings for you guys?
Yeah.
Possible.
Yeah.
But then you're by yourself.
You could have her request an audience with me, I guess.
Yeah.
And so that we would
cross paths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And through that we'll see the legit way of how to get to her room and
The servant can perform simple tasks that a human servant could do, such as fetching things, cleaning, mending, folding clothes, lighting fire, serving food, and pouring wine. So I could ostensibly give the servant a note and tell it
Wait,
to...
But,
can you
yeah,
charm
again,
the
we're coming up against that 60-feet thing. That's
can you charm the guards?
Guard.
I could cast Charm Person on the guards.
Yeah,
I'm interested in that.
But
the thing about those kinds of spells is that the person on the other end of that knows that you're casting a spell on them. Otherwise, that would be a
Yeah, because then when it wears off, then they're going to know.
Mm.
But, because the thing is, too, even if we charm the guards and all get out, we don't know where the princess is. So if I go through the, like, I have to go through the bag to get to the princess, and then I need to find you guys.
Yeah,
you guys
I feel.
To find me. But if I send my unseen servant to look for you guys and not leave a 60-foot perimeter.
You'll just, like, walk feet, and then it'll, like, probe, I guess. Like,
yeah, and you guys can get out of the room.
I feel...
And then...
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I feel like you should at least try to do the route of talking to the princess and asking her
yeah,
to...
Yeah,
yeah.
Because she has that might be the symbolist.
Yeah.
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 But either way, we know that I have unseen servant that I can send to sort of fetch you guys.
Yeah, that's like a backup thing.
So I decide I'm going to go through the bag by myself. I'm not even getting paid for this.
Do you want money?
Yes, but later.
Okay.
After I'm dead. I go up to Luna.
Would you consider getting here a milestone?
Pardon?
Would you consider getting to this point a milestone?
You entered a building.
Not yet, buddy.
I go up
I'll
to
let you
Luna.
Know. I'll let you guys know.
And I give her my clockwork toy. So this toy is a clockwork animal, monster, or person, such as a frog, mouse, bird, dragon, or soldier. It looks like a little mouse. That I give to you.
It's like one of those mouses.
Is that
like a little gear thing
it's
on top?
It's a little clockwork mouse, and it's got a little gear on the top, and it makes noises as appropriate to the creature it represents. It moves 5 feet across the ground on each of your turns in a random direction, so you can use this to make a distraction.
It's so cute! Wish I could keep it.
I will make you another. It's very easy. This is all garbage.
This is not garbage.
So I leave her with the little mouse.
Okay.
And then I reach up and I pat your belly. I pat your belly. Bellies.
Mm-hmm.
Belly. And then I guess I just fucking go in the bag. Just throw me in the bag.
We throw you in the bag.
Do we
I
want
throw
you,
you
in the bag?
Bag? I throw you in the bag. I'm the strong. I'm the strong.
You just
you're
like
strong.
Pick me up and put me in the bag.
Yeah.
Okay. So I go in the bag.
All right. Sprocket disappears.
The
beaver looks at you and says, I hope everything works out for you guys.
Aww.
And then bows towards all of you and walks away.
I'm blushing.
And exits.
I'm blushing. I've never been bowed to. It's a big deal.
You're a man now.
Oh,
Mazel.
God.
Next will be your quinceañera.
Yeah,
it's 2 years from now, though. I'm only 13.
Oh. Me too.
Okay.
I just went into a bag. I think you have to go, bud.
You probably should be going soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good place to end.
Yeah.